Thank you. Okay, continuing with Hilchos Eruv v'Chatzeres. So we're up to Sif Tes. So Tzarech Shalei Yakbid Ala Eruv Im Yechlenu Chavera. You have to be makbid. I'm sorry, that you have to be, well, you have to not be makbid that your friend comes to eat the Eruv. Meaning we said yesterday or Thursday, we said that everybody has to combine to be part of a matzah or challahs. Right, so but you have to allow the friend to come into the house and eat the challah. If you're going to be makbid on him, you don't let him, then you have a problem. Then it's that's goes against what the whole point of the Erev is. Be makbid alav ein Erev. If you're makbid on him, then the Erev is not an Erev. Right now, the place can do bring that. That's only if it's before Shabbos. Once it's on Shabbos, then you decide to be makbid. That's you got to fight with him in shul. Then that's not a problem. L'chein tzarich lizor shalei la'arav b'davar sheichen l'tzarich Shabbos. You have to be careful not to use for the Eid of something that you prepared for your own Shabbos meal that
But
you're going to tell somebody to fly a kite.
if he eats it before Shabbos, then it's Pasul Eruv.
Yes, of course. If he eats it before Shabbos, it's
So what's
possible.
the like?
What's the problem?
I'm saying if he's makpid on Shabbos, then
Then it's
it
no
becomes
problem. Because if
makpid
the
on
Eid of,
Shabbos, huh?
yeah, because if the Eid of gets eaten on Shabbos, it's not a problem.
Right, but before the Shabbos, it's a problem. So you're saying
Correct.
like if he becomes makpid on Shabbos, then it's not a problem.
Right. As long as he's not makbid before Shabbos, then it's fine.
Okay.
Yod ha'erev tzarach liyos munach b'makom shekol echem in ha'balabatim nashanasa b'shvilim. It has to be put somewhere that any of the balabatim who was made on their behalf yachal lovei shama bein hashmashas to come there bein hashmashas to get it. V'lechein ha'ya sham oy b'shuna meis rachman ha'lison. Let's say there was a dead person v'echem in ha'balabatim who kayin. One of Balabatim was a kohen, v'lo yochal lovei bein hashmashas al ha'erev, and he couldn't come to the Erev because the Erev was in a place that Kohanim couldn't go. Then batal Erev, then the Erev is batal. Ayin pri
Maybe
megardim.
somebody can bring it outside, like for a coin.
No, so that's what he's saying, but there's no Erev. I thought he said that, no? No, he didn't say that. I thought it was.
Means that isn't what we're trying to do. We're trying to make an Eruv.
Right, so I guess you can't do it.
It has to be somewhere within the Eruv, no? The Hila.
No, but you don't have the Eruv to take the to carry. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Yud Aleph, Yesh Ases Eruv v'Chatzeres b'chol Erev Shabbos. Really, you should make a new Eruv every Erev Shabbos. With Shabbos Yivtzeh Aleph, and on Shabbos, you should use it. Kedil Kamon Simen Kuf Beis. Right, that's what we have this week with the Erev Tavshilin. Right, when you make an Erev Tavshilin, you're supposed to use the Erev Tavshilin. Right, you're supposed to use Erev Tavshilin to you use it for Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos and then eat of Shalosh Shuddos. That's the best thing to do. I'm sure the next week people are gonna text Matzah Shabbos like off the charts. I forgot to eat my Erev Tavshilin. Does that mean my Erev Tavshilin was good or not? It has nothing to do with it. The Erev Tavshilin is kosher. We're just trying to say once one mitzvah is done with it, do another mitzvah with it. Right, so that's what I'm saying. Every Shabbos you have an Erev Chatzeres, so eat it. Right, like we said before, you don't need the Erev. You could eat the Erev on Shabbos. You don't need it to be Kayim when Shabbos starts. The Erev Tavshilin, you do need it to be Kayim until Shabbos at least. Meaning on Yom Tov, you cannot eat the Erev Tavshilin. Then that ruins it. But the thing is, if you're gonna eat it every Shabbos, then you're gonna have to make an Erev every Shabbos. What you can do is you can use one loaf of bread if it doesn't get moldy and disgusting till Pesach. You do it until Pesach, until that's coming to us. It has to be very thin and baked very well so that it wouldn't get ruined. And what about for Shabbos during Pesach, which you can't, you have to use matzah. We have this issue every year in the country because we make it in the bungalow colonies and in the camps, right? And it stays there a whole year. And it's a box of matzah with preservatives, and the box of matzah is there. So should we make, does that Erev still work for us for the next year?
It
Right?
doesn't have to be bishul.
No. No.
No.
No, it's a, we use, everybody uses matzahs. So,
Eretz Tavshilin, no. Eretz Tavshilin
Erev
isn't the
Tavshilin,
equal
yes,
to
I'm talking about, yeah, Erev
Nevartal.
Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, yes, but Erev Chatzeris doesn't have to be.
It's not, why not?
Why not? It has nothing to do. You just have to share in food. Erev
So in
Tavshilin
this
is
thing,
because you're
okay.
cooking and baking on it.
Fine,
So,
fine.
yeah, so the question is, should we make a new bracha on the same box of matzahs?
Matzah doesn't really go bad, so
Right, so I'm saying, so it's the
yeah.
same matzah from year to year. So should you make, you want to make a new Erev or, right. Yeah, so
But
that's, so really they should have in mind.
matzah still expires.
Yeah, but it's edible.
So you can use the same box for 10 years?
Yeah, if in theory. So the only thing is, so you should really, but he, the kitzur here says, have in mind that it only lasts till Pesach. Let's, nowadays you use kosher Pesach matzah, so you don't have to make a new one Pesach. The only reason why he's saying to make a new one Pesach is because Pesach, you're, it's usually chametz, so you got to get rid of it. But in theory, if you use Pesach Dikah Matzahs, it can last for the rest of the life.
Even if Erev Pesach by the
Yeah.
Shabbos, when you can't eat matzah,
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so that's, so really you should make a Tanai. Fine. Misha, you give him Misha, Echav, somebody who eats in one place and sleeps in another. Makam Achilasa, who are Iker. The place to eat is the Iker, Linyan Zet, Vedisini, and that's where it's Asa. If he's eating there from his own, in a cheder miyuchad, but makim shu yashan ain't a oser. But if it's a place where he's sleeping, it's not oser. Yudalan hamisarach bechatzah. Somebody's staying; he's a guest in a yachatzah. Yesham dafil nusarach bebayis b'fnei atzma. Even if he's staying in a house by himself, in loy nusarach derech keva. If he's not there for long term, ela l'shoyshim yom elafachos, for 30 days or less, ain't a oser al b'nei chatzah. He will not make the b'nei chatzah because he's not part of the eruv. He just came as a guest. And everybody can carry, whether it's from the house of the balabatim or from the house of the guest. Even if the archim, there's many archim, and there's only one balabais. And that's only where they have a balabais is kavua, even if he's a guy. The other archim betain legabe. The archim are batal to him. Avalim kulam him archim. But if they're all guests, oisim zal zeh. Then they're going to all ask on each other, right? Because if the whole place is guests, this gets into the whole, to the hotel situation. Then they'll ask on each other. And if there's a guy, then you have to do schiras reshus that we're going to say later. Some say there's no difference between a guest and a balabais. Anybody has a chedem to eat there, dina kabalabais, the din is like a balabais. Fine. And that's what you should be machmir. Make an error without a bracha. With the evad, yeshusmech on svara rishayna. With the evad, you could be simech on svara harishayna. Tezvav Yisrael Akum bechatzar echad. If a yid lives with a guy in one chatzar, ain akum aisra love umbutul tali bais lechatzar mechatzar bais. If there's just one guy living there, no problem. Vafilu. Even if they're two yidden or more, rak shem darim ba'ofen shehein loy ha'yitzrichin le'eruv, but they live in a way that they don't need an eruv, kemavur la'el sif yud gimel, meaning if only one of them eats, right, or everybody eats together, oz gam kein ein ha'akam ha'yisrael le'em, then the ha'akam doesn't aser on them. Aval im heim shnei yisrael le'ma, but if it's two yidden or more, shehein le'eruv, that they need to make an eruv, oz im darsham gam akum. If a guy lives there, who oyser alayim, he asks on them, and they can't make an eruv until you rent the property from him. And if two goyim or more stay there, he needs to rent from each and every one. Even if the guy is living in a different chatzar, but he has no way to get to the street. Rak derech ha-chatzah sheyisraelim, like we said, the railroad, meaning he lives in the back. His only access to the street is through the Jews Aishu Darba Aliyah, or he lives in the upstairs, Ramadragos and Lasecha Chatzer, and the steps go into the Chatzer. Gamkein Aisar Alem, he will also make it Aser on them. Yud Zainim, a Chatzer who shall Yisrael, if the Chatzer belongs to a Yid, Elisha Hischir, or Hishal Shamdir al Akam, and he rented or lent a guy the Dira, and Aser doesn't Aser. Kilo Hischir, or Hishal Lai, Al Dasha Yisrael b'nei Yisrael, meaning since the landlord is a Yid, he didn't Aser it, right? Even if the Balachotzer himself doesn't stay there. Yudches, Ketzad Chsoichrin, how do you rent? Amr lo Yisrael, Haskil Rishus of Amoy is that here's this money, rent me your property. And he doesn't have to explain to him that it's for carrying. You just tell him I need to rent it for religious purposes. But if he says to him, give me Rishus, Avabisham Mefarashloi, even though he explains it to him, that I can, he tells it to him that he, all he says is tenli rishusi. He doesn't say rent it, even though he says I need it so I could eat in my property. Loi mahani, that does not help, right? It has to be. It can't be a matana. Basically, it can't be a present. It has to be an actual.
Why do we suddenly care what the guy thinks? Why do we care? Why does that stop what we need to do?
No, because it has to be an actual rental.
But you're living there.
Yeah, but there's no kinyan, there's no anything. Oh yeah, here is a prayer. You're not give, you're giving him your house as a, if Yitaka made he transfers the deed, let's say, then that would be okay. Right? It's just he says, oh yeah, yeah, here's my property for a present. That doesn't work. You
test.
Yeah.
Contract agreement.
Yeah. You test Yahoo Liskar Afilum me ishtav afilum misharse. You don't have to go to straight to the guy who owns it. You can go to his wife or even to his worker. Yeah. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Basa B'chalav is on the other channel if anybody's interested. All right.
Good
Good